This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military confirmed Thursday its forces stormed the main hospital in southern Gaza hours after Israeli fire there killed a patient and wounded six others in the complex. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Israeli army said it was a limited operation, seeking the remains of hostages taken by Hamas. The raid comes a day after Israel's army sought to evacuate thousands of displaced Palestinians who were seeking shelter at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis.
We have credible intelligence.
The military said it had credible intelligence that Hamas had held hostages at the hospital and that the remains of hostages might still be inside. Nasser Hospital has been the latest focal point of Israel's ground offensive. Israeli troops, tanks and snipers have surrounded Nasser Hospital for at least a week. Surrounded by heavy fire, several people inside the compound have been killed, according to health officials. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, ceasefire negotiations continue in Egypt, along with representatives from the United States, Israel, and Qatar, in an effort to reach a ceasefire agreement in Gaza. U.S. Secretary of State was part of negotiations last week that led to a ceasefire agreement that, after a response from Hamas, was eventually rejected by Israel. Speaking Thursday in the Albanian capital of Tirana, Blinken said that rejected agreement provided some hope for one that could eventually be agreed to by all sides.
We're now in the process with our counterparts from Qatar, from Egypt, from Israel, in working on that and working very intensely on that with the goal of trying to find an agreement. And I believe that it is possible.
You'll find expanded coverage of news, world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.